It's all about your health, your wellness. Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Get healthier, get fit, eat better, have a richer quality of life. Health on the go. Staying well with Melanie Cole, MS.
You know, as the seasons change and the local produce changes to a different type of produce, but you still really want to eat as healthy as you can. You don't want that winter heavy food to start coming in, but there are a lot of superfoods that you can still eat even this time of the year. My guest is Dr. Felicia Stoller. She's a registered dietitian, exercise physiologist, and expert consultant in disease prevention, wellness, and healthful living. Welcome to the show, Dr. Stoller. Let's talk about superfoods.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting because this time of the year we get a whole different array of fruits that are available, vegetables that are available. So if you think about eating, you know, seasonal, and for the most part, most of the things we're going to talk about are pretty much regional as far as being grown. I'll just add one into the mix or a few into the mix, depending on where you live. Maybe they're more close to you, but we can get them in the stores. But, you know, first with fruits, you know, apples and pears, big fall. Go apple picking, pear picking this time of year, readily available. This is apple season. I always have to remind people that if you get an apple in March or April or May, it's been sitting in a refrigerated, you know, storage somewhere from the fall.
Well, apples are so good.
Time to get it.
This is the time. Now, pears you mentioned, because people don't think of pears as anything. I mean, they're mostly like water. They look like mostly water. They don't have a very bright color. So they're really a good superfood.
Right. So here's the deal. Both apples and pears have about 4 grams of fiber per serving. So pretty high fiber food. Pears are loaded with vitamin C. You know, remember the fiber is important to get while eating the apple. It's, you know, apple or the pear skin as well. So you need to have the skin to get some of the fiber in there. So other superfruits, grapefruits, tangerines, right? Citrus. We usually have to get those from the warmer places this time of year. But loaded with vitamin C and beta carotene, and grapefruit has lycopene in it. We always think of just tomatoes having lycopene. Another fun, dates, which you can find in the store, also have fiber and potassium in them. And then one of my favorites, pomegranates.
Oh, this is certainly pomegranate season is upon us, and they are one of my favorites. They're kind of a pain, though.
They are a pain. They are very difficult to eat, but I've actually seen them where they have the seeds already in
a
little cup.
That's the way I like them.
But, you know, it's like other foods. You got to work for your food, right? So this way it slows you down when you're eating it. But what's really nice about pomegranates, besides just sort of picking at them and eating it, is taking those little seeds and spreading them in a salad, you know, and having that as that little bit of fruit in your salad. And, you know, again, very potent antioxidant. You know, some people would argue maybe a little bit more so than red wine might have as far as antioxidant properties, but certainly something that is worthwhile adding to your diet.
And they taste so good, because people think of superfoods, Dr. Stoller, as something that is not going to necessarily taste good. But pomegranates, as you say, you can sprinkle them on your salads, on eggs, they're wonderful. You put them in yogurt, you know, just sprinkle them all over in the yogurt. They're crunchy and they're so good.
I
can eat them by the handful.
You could probably put them into your pancake mix.
You could put them into anything, really. You can just eat them by the handful, except for that, you know, they are hard to eat, but wonderful for us. What else have you got?
So what else I have on my list are Brussels sprouts, one of my favorites.
Mine
my
too.
Kids, they like to say it's just fart food, but it tastes really good.
So
it's
good.
It's loaded with vitamin K, folate, and iron. Parsnips are one that you tend to find this time of year. It's loaded with potassium and fiber. And something that I like to do, we like to make a lot of chicken soup in our house this time of year. I make big pots of it. And I take the parsnips and the turnips, and I pull them out after I make the soup, and I puree them, and I make a root vegetable mash to sort of rival mashed potatoes.
Mmm, that's great. You know, and that's a great way to get the vitamins all in them in the soup and then in your mash. I sometimes push all the vegetables through a strainer so they go back into the soup and just thicken
right.
it up. But I have a question for you. When you mentioned Brussels
yes.
sprouts, when you roast those, are they still as healthy for you?
Yes, they are. The issue is when we cook food in water, because plants that have water-soluble vitamins in them, the water-soluble vitamins will leach out into the water. So what are water-soluble vitamins? It's B, vitamins and C vitamins. So those are the ones that we have to be concerned about losing, and Brussels sprouts aren't really known for, well, the folate is a B vitamin, but, you know, the iron and the potassium and the vitamin K aren't going to be going anywhere.
Another good one this time of the year.
Fiber's not going anywhere.
Well, yeah, and it's such good fiber. Pumpkins.
I was going to say that. Pumpkin and squash, also great. They are loaded with beta carotene. They've got fiber, vitamin A. We've got iron in them as well. And, and actually some squash has omega-3 in it, if you can believe it.
Wow. And squash, you know, they come in so many different kinds. And people don't generally know what to do with them.
Right. So what they do actually sell now in the store, for those of us who are incredibly lazy or make excuses as to why we can't cook it, is they do sell them cubed. So you do see butternut squash already cubed. Sometimes I see acorn squash like that, and I even see sweet potatoes like that. So if it's already cubed, what I like to do is I put it in the oven. I put it on a baking pan with parchment, my favorite cooking utensil, or my favorite thing that I keep on hand in great amounts, because you lay it down, whatever you put on it will not stick to it. So you can use a little bit of olive oil, a little bit of salt if you want on your vegetables. Just give it a little, you know, toss, and then bake it. It will not stick to the parchment.
That's
and
awesome.
You let it roast at, you know, I'd say 375 for about, 45 minutes. You want to toss it and make sure you rub it around while it's in there so one side doesn't get a little bit more cooked than the other, but really sweet and delicious.
Well, you know, and people always think that you have to put brown sugar and butter on these, you know, root vegetables in this time of the year, squash, because they think of sweet potatoes and Thanksgiving. But, you know, the savory versions of them, as you say, roasting them with just maybe a little salt and pepper, some olive oil, they have so much flavor of their own. They don't need sugar.
They do. But I do have to admit, you know, my dirty little pleasure is taking acorn squash and pretty much steaming it in the oven, you know, baking it in a watery medium. And then I do like to put a little bit of brown sugar and butter and cinnamon on top.
Well, you know, the kids will eat that until the cows come home. Now, you know, some of the other things that come out at this time of the year.
We've got sweet potatoes also this time of the year. So, again, they can be baked very easily. I think they're so sweet, they don't need anything else to them. I can't imagine why any more sweetener on it. Another thing are turnips. So I know we were talking about parsnips before, turnips as well, and rutabaga as well. So root vegetables are very popular this time of year. And let's not forget a good old white potato. Like, there's nothing wrong with regular potatoes. They are a vegetable. They are good for you.
That's why I like you, because you're not afraid of something like that. And, you know, people, listeners, why don't you try and go to the store and do as Dr. Stoller says, try a new vegetable at this time of the year that you maybe wouldn't think of eating at other times of the year. Try a rutabaga, try a parsnip, try a turnip, try some acorn squash or pumpkin, something you're not used to making. So in the last 1 minute, Dr. Stoller, give us your best advice for superfoods. Give us your favorite one. Wrap it up.
My favorite food has to be Brussels sprouts. I think they taste great. And really, at the end of the day, by eating lots of foods that are colorful and full of fiber, you will help to improve your health and get an excellent return on your health investment.
That is really the best way, because at this time of the year, and even now, some of the lettuces are coming through. You've got spinach, and of course, don't let's forget that as November comes around, and we've got turkey, and then there's nuts, and so many things at this time of the year that you can really sink your teeth into, as it were. You're listening to Radio MD. Be sure and like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD. This is Melanie Cole. I'm so glad that you can join us right here. Stay well.